Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. Hey, when the Quipscopes start coming, they don't stop coming, huh? This is the show where we talk about a game that is recently released or is coming out very soon. My name is Ben.
And my name is James.
James, every time it feels like we've recorded the planned Quipscopes for the week, something else releases or appears.
Mm-hmm.
And case in point,
they've done it again.
Halo Infinite's multiplayer dropped last night, apropos of nothing, just kind of out of nowhere.
Why
did they do this?
How dare they drop in a surprise multiplayer that functions actually very well?
Mm.
It's selfish, is what it is.
Yeah,
got too many things on at the minute anyway.
I know. Can you just stop, please?
Just give it a month, guys.
Was there an original planned release date for the multiplayer? Because the multiplayer and the campaign were always going to release separately, weren't they?
That's right, yeah. So there were plans for a while of that to be the multiplayer to be free to play.
Mm.
And you can sort of play that separately, and that's fine. I believe the release date was going to be the same as the single player. So I think that's December the 8th,
okay.
I believe. But yeah, I believe they just decided to drop it. I mean, there were rumors yesterday, and that's, you know, the first we sort of heard of these sort of murmurings. Mm. There were probably rumors before that, I don't know.
Right.
But it's one of those where the rumors suggested that they were doing it to capitalize on a potentially iffy launch of Battlefield 2042.
Yeah, and slightly underwhelming sales for Vanguard as well.
Yeah, but then again, they also did do, and I think that they had an Xbox 20th anniversary sort of celebration thing yesterday. So
yes,
maybe that was always the plan, to just surprise launch it then and be like, look, it's your favorite thing, it's back, and it's old school. It's a lot more of a throwback than what you remember. But yeah, it's
just sort of come out of nowhere.
It's out of nowhere.
So
exactly.
It is out now.
Mm-hmm.
It's free to play, right?
That's right, yep.
And I want to ask you, based on your experience with previous Halo games. By previous Halo games, I mean the post-Bungie Halo games. So there have been two Halo games since Bungie.
Yes.
The multiplayer, again, as a casual outside observer of the franchise, didn't really seem to catch fire the same way that Bungie's multiplayer did.
Trilogy and Halo Reach and yeah.
How does it, before you go into the details of what's in it and how it works, a sort of a very basic overview, how would you say it compares to classic Bungie multiplayer versus the newer Halos multiplayer?
Well, certainly. I mean, I've got very limited experience with just a little bit of Halo 4 multiplayer, I think. And so post-Bungie, I can speak for what I've seen a bit more, but not necessarily as much what I've played. But from what I have played, it seems a lot more reminiscent of the older Halos, which is going to be huge news for a lot of fans. It's one of those, it certainly throws back, and it felt to me like, I played a lot of Halo 3, and it felt more like Halo 3 was back in the day.
Okay.
Which is fantastic. I think there was there were loadouts that you could do in the later Halos, and you could they Call of Dutified it a bit. They kept on adding stuff on top of stuff. Again, citation very much needed, but they were adding things, and this feels like they stripped things back. They've gone back to the core. I was surprised when I went in because I was expecting extra things like, oh, adjust your specific weapon loadouts. And apart from adjusting sort of looks of the weapons, and we'll get onto that likely soon, and various sort of visual upgrades, the actual weapons themselves, it's just a case of, right, you start off with your regular carbine and your pistol. Mm. And you just go around, pick up weapons in the map, and that's how it arguably should be for a lot of fans, I think. So yeah.
So there are definitely comparisons to the older Bungie.
It feels more like a throwback to the older Glory days sort of thing. So excellent. Yeah, which is excellent news.
Good. So tell me about this new one then. Are there classic game modes returned? Are there any new ones? What's going on?
Of course. So you've got a lot of the classic ones. So you've got Slayer. Mm-hmm. That's another thing as well, the old school style of like announce. I don't know if they ever left really, but they've got that sort of thing in there as well, so it's just Killtacular. I didn't hear any of that myself.
You've died a lot.
Double kill. Oh, multi-death.
Yeah.
Get good. Yeah, so you've got Slayer, you've got Capture the Flag, you've got One Flag, Capture the Flag, so it's just like one and you're like competing for it rather than opposition bases. You've got a couple of things that are very reminiscent of domination in Call of Duty, say, for example. So strongholds is just capture certain points on the map, and if you've got the majority of them, you start scoring points. Total control is that, but you've got to control all three. And then you've got Oddball. Oddball is always like a big favourite from back in the day, so that's just collect an odd-looking ball. I think it's meant to be a skull or something. Nice. I can't actually remember. But, you collect that, and whichever team holds onto it for the most amount of time, scores the most amount of points, wins. And, there was another game mode called Stockpile as well.
Okay.
So, yeah, in terms of what you can actually get involved with, they're all in just mixed playlists at the minute. So I expect that to be sort of updated. The launch feels like a little bit, it's a surprise, but and I was talking to Alex just a little while ago, our editor Alex, who's also tried it a bit on PC, and he was saying that it feels like there's just something missing there. So I have no doubt it's one of those, the free-to-play models, they're looking at that and they're thinking, okay, well, this will constantly be updated now, and I have no doubt it will keep being updated for that sort of thing. But at the minute, there's no just, Slayer-only game mode. It's, you jump in and you can do, you can do like a sort of boot camp style thing. Mm. And apparently there are weapon drills for tutorials for new and old weapons alike, which is nice.
Okay.
But then you've got quick play, which is only 4v4, which at least from what I played of that. Big team battle, which is 16 to 24 players, which is a lot of fun. Played that on a map that looked very old school, sort of Halo 2, Halo 3 era map styles. Amazing stuff. And then you've got ranked as well, which I steer clear of because I'm rubbish.
Okay.
So,
if there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites.
So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You don't want to get embarrassed.
No, don't embarrass everyone else, right?
Yeah, well, yes, that's
suckers.
That's definitely it.
So yeah, it's one of those, and I mentioned like the old school vibe of it. In terms of actual gunplay, it feels very slick, very sort of traditional Halo. You know, get into these duels where you like shoot, try and bash them to finish them off. Grenades are a big thing, but there's not a lot of extra things to worry about, really. There was like a radar ability that you can activate, sort of like a ping, but not a ping, that's going to confuse things. You've got an actual ping that you can like target with, right, up on the D-pad. Down the D-pad just detects nearby enemies, I believe. And okay, then you have equipment on your right bumper, R1.
No, that's fine.
It's never going to be R1, is it?
It's
never
going to
be
R1. It's not going to be
R1. Unless you're using a naughty, illegal controller. Yeah, it's one of those. You get like the odd equipment here, so that can range from a shield, so like a forward-facing shield. There was like a weird speed boost that you could use. Mm-hmm. There was like a sort of, you know, extra buffed over shield for yourself, so you got, you know, double the shields.
Right.
And what else? There was like a repulsor thing that I couldn't really work out the use for, apart from maybe if people are lobbing grenades at you, you just bat them back, sort of thing.
Okay.
But yeah, apart from that, it's just, you know, get down to brass tacks and like play some Halo, mate.
Yeah.
Did you
enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you playing solo or did you have some friends on?
I didn't invite any friends along for a ride. Okay. I was just like, yeah, just solo, just jump into like random matches. Yeah, it was quite late in the evening. So got about sort of an hour, maybe a little bit more
nice
of playtime. But yeah, it feels very satisfying. It feels very smooth. It feels like the modern sort of Halo multiplayer experience without unnecessary frills, mm-hmm, at least in the gameplay department, and that's brilliant. All of the maps as well, like some of them, it looks very nice on the this is on the Series X, so
yep,
it's releasing on the Xbox One as well and also on the PC. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those where it looks very nice, at least on the next gen consoles.
Yeah,
performance and quality mode, couldn't tell a difference in terms of visuals between, you know, performance quality, so just go with the 60 frames, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those where, yeah, it's beautiful. All of the old maps feel like very much throwbacks, but there are some new ones as well. Okay. It's, yeah, it's a good little mix.
Are you suggesting that everybody should give this a go that is able to?
I mean, it's free. Yeah. Like I say, it does feel like it's maybe missing a few, you know, in trying to strip it back, it feels like it's maybe...
Right.
Needs a little bit extra, but okay. So I alluded to something earlier, and obviously it being free to play,
yes,
of course it's going to have a battle pass and all that nonsense.
Everybody loves battle passes.
Yeah, gotta upgrade, gotta rank up, yo. It all pans out.
Is the battle pass too intrusive?
So the battle pass is not too bad. I mean, you'll see immediately, I was seeing people with just like unlocked like fancy skins and that, and I'm just hearing my default gray skin with like a normal, you know, clap emote or whatever the hell it was. It was like, yeah let's go, fist pump. Mm-hmm. And it's fine. I mean, yeah. My attitude to that sort of thing, especially with a first person game, is that you're paying all the money and doing all this stuff so other people can look at nice things.
Yeah, I mean, it's true.
So it's a weird one.
And it's the gun state skins, of multiplayer sure, games but, now.
Yeah.
It? It's just that this is how they work. Even with ones that you're paying for sometimes have battle passes and stuff. So
it is a shame. So that had, as you'd expect, like a special currency involved with that. Mm. And I sort of tried to sort of dig deeper in between just loading up new games because, intrigued in a way, but... It looks like, you'd pay them at... I'm not sure how much you'd have to pay for a season pass for the battle pass, but it's one of those that if they want this to sort of succeed separate to the campaign, and obviously they're trying to do that, make a separation in it being free to play, it's maybe a necessary evil, and that's fair enough, but... Yeah, it's just... it gets a bit tiring sometimes.
It's there, and you should be aware of it, basically.
Yeah.
wonderful.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I mean, definitely check it out. You know, be aware of the Battle Pass. You might actually like that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. It's completely up to your own proclivities.
You're entitled to them.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. You can go and play that right now for free on Xbox and also PC. Halo Infinite Multiplayer, more like Halo Infinitely Good Multiplayer, because it's good infinitely, right?
Nice.
Not a pun, but that works, I think, in my head. Go on.
Halo Infinite, more like Hello in finance.
Did you write that down? You were looking at your notes. Yeah,
no, I'm just looking at the title and thinking, okay, what can I do? It's different.
Hello in finance.
Hello. There's many finite things in this, but combined, it's infinite.
It's a really good one. Okay, we're going to go.
Reroll.
Bye, everybody.
Re-roll.
Bye.
So, what? No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.